A centering feed for Fowler moving in. Off to Terry, a shot. Nets block goes in the air, off the board. And this game is history as Washington will win it by a 2-0 count.
Well, Washington Capitals just seem to stop everything. We're blocking in the shooting lanes of every chance the Anaheim Ducks had to score and shoot. And boy, I mean, they were getting in the lanes, filling those lanes, coming up big on a lot of those block shots. But look, this was, for the most part, all Washington Capitals. Of course, the first period, the good start from the Ducks, really, for the last 40 minutes of play, it was hot and cold, and the Washington Capitals took advantage of it.
All right. You know, since we're heading out to Southern California after the game, I might just ask Emerson a question, so we're going to enjoy more time with Alexis Downey here and have some conversation about this. It's the final game of the trip, and our next broadcast, of course, is coming up from San Jose. After we get home on Saturday night, we'll be on the air at 4 o'clock Pacific time with our play-by-play 3:30 pregame show. So, just a thought, Emerson, on the entire road trip, some things you had to like, but other things maybe not so.
Well, it comes back to just formulating that identity, right? Especially early on in this game, that first period, it seemed like the jump was there. It was matching that jump that we saw this Ducks team provide in that second half of that game there against the Florida Panthers, where they really upped their intensity, their overall level of play, but they weren't making a whole lot with their opportunities. I think they were taking a lot of passes for granted, plays for granted, not shooting when they had the opportune time to do so. And it's about creating that standard. When we do this, we come out with the victory, right? And can't just be moving their feet. You got to obviously shoot when that opportunity is provided. And this Ducks team is still in the midst of trying to find that identity of simply, when we do this, we're successful. If they don't consistently have a game plan from that matter, they're going to continue to drop these kind of games.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You'll have a few minutes with Alexis as we're heading home in the next 25 minutes or so. Final 2-0 Washington, back with Emerson and Alexis to wrap up our broadcast from Washington, D.C. in a moment here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center. 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
CACLA 125-674-EM-43390.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss out on special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite theme nights like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. The Anaheim Ducks completing their road trip tonight on the road, taking on the Washington Capitals as a part of a back-to-back and falling, being shut out 2-0. The Capitals got the win today. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom now with you to talk about this game tonight. Emerson, I know you just shared some of your final thoughts with Steve, but just overall, in looking at the way the game trended, the Ducks obviously ending with more shots on goal in that final frame, but just not finding a way to get it through those lanes in the end because of all those blocks.
Yeah, you could classify that Capitals win as just finding a way to win. And, just the sheer amount of block shots getting into the shooting lanes, really preventing anything from getting through as far as shots are concerned on Darcy Kemper, but that's impressive, right? If you look at just some of the big names in that Capitals dressing room, you got, of course, the likes of Tom Wilson, who really put the nail in the coffin for the Capitals with that empty net goal. Max Pacioretty, John Carlson, TJ Oshie. Oshie is having an off year. I mean, he's heading into this game only 6 points in 24 games, but just to see him very calmly do a cutback there and really just get that provide that space and that time. He did a cutback. He hit his wingman in the corner there and allowed for them to get that clear. But that's just that veteran presence shown right there in real time. The ability with all the shots that were attempted by the Ducks, he was able to calmly just cut back, feed it to one of his line mates for the clear. And when you're under duress, it takes a certain amount of experience and being at the game's top level for quite some time to find that calmness within those moments. Because certainly offensively, the Anaheim Ducks could have used maybe a little bit more patience finding those areas. I complimented quite a bit tonight. Defenseman Gus Lindstrom really providing that deception, dropping that shoulder and allowing that lane to the net to open up. It's something Radko Gudas has been doing all season long. But look, they were strong out of the gate. They seemingly just lost momentum shift after shift until that final buzzer, and they just got to somehow find a way within their bright spots when they are moving their feet to not only capitalize but sustain that pressure, because it was all Capitals for pretty much the last 40 minutes.
And a lot of veterans on this Capitals team, as you mentioned, Emerson, but no Alex Ovechkin in this game. He was a game-time decision, ultimately not playing today for the Caps. But let's get into all the highlights throughout this game. And starting in that first period, it was Ross Johnston and Joel Edmondson who decided to drop the gloves 10 minutes and 46 seconds into that first period right in front of the Capitals bench.
And the official separated. We're going to have a scrap in front of the Caps bench. Johnston's involved, and the officials get in between him and another tough guy, Edmondson. Let him go. Johnston and Edmondson fighting in front of the Capitals bench. A right, another right by Johnston, another right. Then Edmondson fights back with two. They grasp each other on the shoulder. Oh, a couple of rights on Johnston. Now Johnston trying to get free. Edmondson a right, chopping rights there. Two of them in a row by Johnston. Down goes their player. Wow, what a scrap that was. And they let him battle, and maybe a good thing, a good decision by the officials to get it out of their system.
Well, Emerson, what were your thoughts on just how that all played out early in that first period?
Well, there's been several times you and I, AD, have talked about when to drop them, when the right time is, and that's a perfect time there early in the hockey game. And look, I think the Ducks rode that momentum. I thought they had a solid first. The forechecks when that F1 did provide a strong presence, they were really getting to a lot of those loose pucks first, and they just couldn't sustain it. They need to continue to try to build that identity that, look, we're going to be first to every loose pucks. They started fighting the puck a lot. Errant passes, careless turnovers, the timing. And that was a big key to this hockey game. The fact that I don't think this Ducks team got back hard enough, filling lanes, getting back in the D zone. I feel like a lot of the times on some of the ups, the breakouts, whether neutral zone or defensive zone, there weren't many options for the Ducks defensemen. And look, they were forcing plays. Ilya Lyubushkin had a long bomb play that ended up being an icing just because, they weren't filling lanes, getting back and providing that support.
And it was the Washington Capitals who got on the board in the first period. Ethan Bear, his first goal of the year with the Caps and just his ninth game with the team on an open net rebound, 19:22 into that first period. So not much time left when he got that goal.
Opportunity for Ethan Bear to make a play, and he can do some things offensively. Shot, save, rebound, score. He was coming into the left of Gibson, and the puck came out in front after Gibby got a piece of it, and then it was fired in by Bear to give Washington a 1-0 lead.
Emerson, how effective was Ethan Bear in this game?
Oh, he was hugely effective, and as I mentioned over the broadcast, I haven't seen a whole lot of him. I mean, of course, he was on a Vancouver team that was just so-so, not really competitive. He was on an Edmonton team who was hot and cold at the time. And look, he's kind of been bouncing around. And to be honest, I didn't quite understand the hype, but you know what? I saw what that hype is all about, because he might have been this Washington Capitals team's best player, whether it's the offensive zone. He was quick out of the defensive zone. And look, he was all over the ice, skating well, being very active, whether it's strong side, weak side, providing some switches and high rolls there with some of their high forwards. And look, he was very productive for the full 60 minutes.
And the Caps had a 1-0 lead after the first period. The second period was a little different. No goals scored, but John Gibson coming up huge with a couple good saves, especially on multiple shots in that final 2 minutes of the second period.
And we've been stuck in that 1-0 score in favor of Washington for a while. Ducks turn the puck over. Look out here. A shot. Save. Secondary shot from behind the net. Left pad. Save Gibson.
Big saves from John Gibson. Not the first, not the second, but even the third chance. Some big time stops.
And there were some big time saves once again by John Gibson in that third period. This time on a John Carlson shot from up top with just over a little over 5 minutes left to go in the game.
Connor McMichael going in behind the net. Roughed up there by Lacombe. Back out high. A drive. And John Gibson keeps him in the game. Pads on the ice on a rocket of a slap shot. A right-handed shot. And he'll get a face-off. And we will go to a timeout.
Well, Emerson, John Gibson tonight outstanding. He had a .963 save percentage going 26 of 27. I feel like we talk about him so often and just helping. He's a big part of helping keep the Ducks in some of these games we've seen.
No, he truly is. It just, once again, we talk about the experience of the Washington Capitals team, who's in that locker room and who won the, or helped win them the Stanley Cup not too long ago. John Gibson, he's been to just deep into the playoffs. He's been in the National Hockey League for so long, and he's been able to adjust when he knows he's facing a high-octane offense, and certainly we saw it. I mean, this Washington Capitals team, when they got going, they were shift after shift coming in waves. It wasn't for the full 60. It was really back and forth that first and a lot of parts of this hockey game. But when they were rolling, they were streaky. They were putting some shifts together where it was pouncing on pouncing in the Ducks' defensive zone. And John Gibson, yeah, it's not a matter, once again, of if he's not going, he was going. I think the Ducks' defensive system, the whole man-on-man, of course, once again, giving them a chance, only allowing that one goal. Of course, they got the empty netter there to make it 2-0. But look, the systems are in place defensively. They're working, keeping pucks out of the net. It's just it continues to come down to goal scoring. Who's going to be that X factor in any given moment? Alex Killorn had a glorious chance on the near side doorstep, and look, you can look to that play, tying it up late. That could have been the difference right there, and they just got to find a way to put those ones home.
You mentioned that play. Well, let's take a second to listen to how that all unfolded.
Troy Terry with it. Back out, a drive. Carrick rebound. Oh, an open side. And the shot was just wide.
That was the save of the game from Darcy Kemper right on the doorstep.
Then Terry a drive, and that might have been off the glove of Kemper behind the net.
So then 1-0 in that third period. Well, the Caps were able to add one more on an empty netter, and this time coming from Tom Wilson.
Here is Killorn back on the near board. 1:03 to go. Third period. Ducks trail 1-0. Caps have it. Flip it down. Open net. They score. And it's the tough guy, Tom Wilson, getting credit for the goal. 2-0. It says 57.6 remaining in the third period, but that one might put it out of reach.
And it did put it out of reach as the Capitals got a 2-0 shutout win tonight. This was the fifth time the Anaheim Ducks were shut out this season. We will have more on the other side of the break talking through this game. Don't go anywhere.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
NHL's premier esports event is back with the EA Sports NHL 24 World Championship. It's a whole new season of tournaments, events, and prizes. Rep your favorite club and play EA Sports NHL 24 for a chance to compete at NHL events and compete for a share of $150,000 against the best gamers in the world. Register now at NHL.com/NHL24.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
For The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash and the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Anaheim Ducks flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at anaheimducks.com/flexplan.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Alexis Downey with you, wrapping up this shutout loss for the Anaheim Ducks tonight on the road against the Washington Capitals. This completed their five-game road trip, nine-day road trip. They were on the road for quite a while for this one, but the team ended with a 2-3 record, getting a win in Nashville, and then that win yesterday in Florida over the Panthers, both of those being pretty big wins for the team, and especially that one yesterday against the Florida Panthers, but ultimately not being able to come away with the win today against the Washington Capitals. And it got me thinking about all the back-to-backs that the Ducks have played so far this season, going back to the beginning of the season and how they started on the road in Vegas, if you remember that, all the way back in October, a loss in Vegas, bouncing back with a win in Carolina, and then their other back-to-back in October, falling in both of those games to Arizona and Boston. But since then, though, the team has done pretty well on the back-to-backs, getting 1-1 in November with Nashville and Colorado. Then you look at December, wins against the Devils and Red Wings, and then obviously that brings us to the back-to-back that we saw today with Florida and then Washington. So a lot of back-to-backs still left for this Ducks team, including one at the end of this week. But, you know, it's always tough when you're on a back-to-back because you got some tired legs. And, you know, if there's travels involved, then it makes it even more difficult. But we kind of saw that today in the way that the Ducks came out in this game, especially in that first period. And then as time went on, you know, we didn't see that urgency until late in the game as a part of this. So let's get to some of your thoughts about this game. And starting with Marty's text, he said, "Sure, we lost, but this is a much better look than last season. We got blown out in epic proportions, night in and night out. Now our games are much closer. We're coming together. It's hard to see in a lot of losses, but this is a much improved team over last season." I completely agree, Marty. And the one thing about this, too, is that the lineup has just been so inconsistent with injuries this year. It's made it difficult, you know, to find that consistency in general for the Ducks throughout this year. But to know that head coach Greg Cronin's systems seem to be working and the guys are starting to have more of a belief in the group in general, I think that's what we've been able to see from them. And a lot of that, yes, probably does come from, you know, a coaching change and having head coach Greg Cronin and the way that he runs this team, but also some of those other veterans, obviously bringing in Gudas this year, Killorn as well. Those guys make a difference in the locker room, and we're seeing that in the way that, yes, the Ducks are losing some of these games, but you're right. It's not quite like what we were seeing last year, and they still have a high compete in a lot of these losses. Maybe not necessarily in tonight's game. I think that tonight was a little bit sloppy in some areas, and that the effort was it just seemed like the team was a bit tired overall, and they weren't winning their battles. So as you might expect at the end of a road trip, but you also have to think about they're coming off that high from yesterday. So it's hard to say, but overall, not the best night for the Ducks today. Another text that we received from Red from Buena Park, he said, "I'm very concerned with the Ducks' shot totals trending downward the last five games. They need to get more volume on net to score and win, especially with their shot percentage. 28th in the league at 8.9%. The Ducks absolutely need to find ways to make the opposing goalie's life harder and get bodies in front, especially when rush chances are not available like the Florida game yesterday." Yeah, if you look at the Ducks shot totals in tonight's game, I mentioned it on the broadcast, 3 shots on goal in that first period, 9 in the second, 12 in the third, And really, those 12, I mean, they were generating those so late in the game. You know, when they pulled John Gibson, throwing everything at the net. And ultimately, I mean, the Capitals were able to block so many of them, as they did have 21 blocked shots throughout this entire game. So Washington using their body and getting in front of a lot of the Ducks' shots on goal. And they just, you know, I think that one of the storylines this season has been the Ducks not necessarily finding a way to score. Like, they're putting up shots occasionally. We're seeing that high volume. Whether they're grade A chances or not, it kind of varies by game. But they're not finding a way to finish. And I've maybe attributed some of that to that youngness from the roster. But then you have, as I mentioned, you know, some of these older veteran leaders that you would think would maybe help along with that. So I think it's a combination of a couple things, but certainly the Ducks need to put up more shots on net. You go back to yesterday's game against the Florida Panthers, 24 shots on net, or excuse me, 26 if you count the overtime shots on net as well. And then even the day before, Tampa Bay, only 20 shots on net. And then you think about that game in Carolina, 16. So certainly needing to up those totals. And that's been something that head coach Greg Cronin has talked a lot about this season, just how you have a higher percentage of scoring when you're throwing more shots on net. Of course, that makes a lot of sense. And the Ducks are just struggling to do so. And then also in that, struggling to find ways to score. A couple things from this game that I want to talk about. Obviously, we saw the return of Leo Carlson yesterday. His first back-to-back, as I mentioned in the pregame show, this is the first time that we saw Leo in back-to-back games. Thinking about that Leo plan this year, he was only usually playing one of the games in a back-to-back. So first time we're seeing him twice. And I was just looking at the time on ice that he had yesterday in Florida, 20 minutes overall in that game. And then you look at today, 20 and a half minutes. So getting a lot of time on the ice. And you can imagine that those workouts that were all a part of the Leo plan are helping him be ready, especially, I mean, he's coming off that injury and it's not looking like he even missed any time. So I think it's really impressive that he's spending that much time on the ice after being out 10 games, doing a back-to-back as well. I mean, Leo Carlson, he's just already so impressive. And just thinking about that in general and just the physical shape you have to be in to play that long of an NHL game, especially coming off an injury, I thought it was very impressive by the 19-year-old. So we have a lot more to talk about on this post-game show, and we'll get to all of that on the other side of the break.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world, made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. You keep saying you got.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Back with the postgame show on Duck Stream, Alexis Downey with you talking about this Anaheim Ducks loss to the Washington Capitals tonight. And before we went to break, I was talking about how impressive Leo Carlson was in his first two games back since his MCL injury and just the amount of time on ice that he had. Well, on the flip side, I want to talk about Mason McTavish because I feel like I didn't mention him enough in yesterday's post-game show, just everything that kind of transpired in his game as of late. So in looking at his time on ice today, 13:56, and he was playing on the third line today. Something interesting, he was alongside Isaac Lundestrom and Jakob Silfverberg, not on the second line today. And, you know, he didn't get a lot of time yesterday against Florida, 15 minutes of ice time, going back to Tampa, even only 15 minutes of ice time. Kind of unusual for Mason McTavish, but he hasn't been playing his best hockey. And I think that's kind of been a result of what we're seeing in the sense of he was put down to that third line today. And I think head coach Greg Cronin obviously really liking that top line with Leo, Killorn, and Terry. They've been pretty solid in yesterday's game, if you think about how well Alex Killorn and Troy Terry were able to create and shoot some pucks on net because of Leo Carlson. So wanting to keep that line together. But that second line, changing that one around a little bit today, and same with that third line, moving Mason McTavish down there. So I think that's going to be something that I keep my eye on, especially, you know, the team has a couple days off now before they take the ice again. That their next game will not be until Saturday when they take on the San Jose Sharks. They do have an exciting community foundation event that is put on every year, Ducks and Tucks, that will be on Thursday this week. So they still will be a little busy, but they have a couple days off from games. So curious to see what transpires on that end with Mason McTavish. Also, going along with that, something else I want to talk about from this road trip was special teams. We talked about special teams and how important it was going to be going into this final game of the road trip, because it has not been that great on this trip, especially the penalty kill. There were 5 goals scored between 2 games on 7 chances between that Tampa game and that last game against the Florida Panthers. They gave up 2 power play goals to the Panthers, and they gave up 3 to the Tampa Bay Lightning on Saturday. So overall, in looking at the PK, they went 50% on this trip, 7-for-14, giving up 7 total goals. Not the best thing that you want to see. And just overall on that end, they gave up 6 goals, not 7. My math was a little wrong there. They gave up 6 goals as a part of this road trip. So 6-for-14, But the power play on the other side, 3-for-18 on this trip. So, you know, that's an area because of the injuries. I've said this before, that it's an ever-changing area in terms of who we're seeing on it. No Pavel Minchikov, no Trevor Zegras. So that's changed around a little bit. Jackson Lacombe getting time on the power play now. And Leo's back, so certainly helping on that end too. But just some areas that the Ducks, they have a couple days, like I said, to look into and kind of work on a little bit. And then overall, just my thoughts throughout this game. And looking at that first period in general, I thought the first 10 minutes by the Ducks was pretty good, to be honest. They were looking a little, they didn't have quite the jump that I thought, you know, they could have in that first part of the game, but they didn't look as sluggish as the game ended up transpiring to be. The team just not really forechecking that hard in general. And that was something that Frank Vetrano shared during the intermission interview, that he did not think that they were playing that great. They were turning pucks over at the blue line, and that was obviously creating chances for Washington on their end. But overall, not exactly the best start from the team, but I felt like things kind of started to get away from them, especially in that second period. It wasn't necessarily a question of their compete level tonight. I just thought their execution was a little slow. The Capitals, when they had their chances, especially late in that second period, there was a time where the Ducks' fourth line was out there. They were failing with a lot of their clears, and the Caps just kept going. They kept the pressure on, and it started to wear down the Ducks quite a bit late in that second period. Washington seemed to really control the puck a lot more. They were getting the bounces. They were winning the battles. And at one point, I really did notice it in the third period. I just felt like the Ducks were, as I said, kind of sluggish and just throwing pucks around, not really looking to make it, you know, take that extra second and look, okay, let me look for that right pass there. It just felt like they were trying to get pucks out quickly, and it wasn't necessarily working in their favor. So overall, today was not the best game from the Anaheim Ducks, obviously. And even in looking at their shot total, that's something we already talked about. 3 shots in that first, 9 in the second, and then 12 in the third because of that late push that the Ducks had once they pulled goaltender John Gibson. So some things to take away from this one tonight, but I think, you know, once they come home, have a couple days off, and then get ready for their next one on the road on Saturday, taking on the San Jose Sharks, I think they're going to be a lot more well rested. And this was a lot of travel on this trip too. I mean, I was looking at the schedule that the team did. You know, they go to Nashville, they get on another plane, they go to Carolina, then they go to Florida. They have 2 games in Florida. And then this back-to-back, they go to Washington, D.C. That's a lot of travel, a lot of flying, and jumping around a little bit just in the beginning there with the time zone, but staying in Eastern time for the rest of it. So, you know, it's no excuse, because these guys, this is what they do. This is what NHL players do, you know, the travel aspect of it. But the end of it, maybe a little tired from being on the road for 9 days. So looking to see a more energized Ducks team on Saturday when they take on the Sharks. That's a 7 o'clock game on the road up in San Jose. We will have the pregame show for you at 6:30. And if you want to come back after the break, we'll also have the Ducks and Capitals replay for you. Otherwise, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you so much for listening to DuckStream, the postgame show right here on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative. Oh, everywhere, everything. Wanna love you to perform.
Till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
Music.
Music. Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it.
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Yes. What a rock and roll. AC/DC. Lynyrd Skynyrd. And so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Oh my God, Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 theme and giveaway nights. Check out the full schedule of festivities, including special legacy nights, the second annual Women in Sports Night, and more at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.